If consumers were powering the U.S. economy, what now? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A few minutes after the stock market formally opened this morning, a virtual circuit breaker kicked in to pause trading for 15 minutes. The S&P 500 had fallen 8%. Right now, the S&P is down 11%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 2,640 points. That's 11.4%. The S&P down 11%. So is the NASDAQ Composite Index. This despite the Federal Reserve yesterday dropping its key interest rate to near zero and embarking on a new bond buying spree to pump juice into the economy. Some of the market reaction today may be connected to an economic report out of China showing that industrial output in that country fell by the most on record in January and February, more than 13%, and retail sales fell by 20%. An estimated 5 million people lost their jobs in China in the first 2 months of the year, given the coronavirus. Economist Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives here in New York. Hi there.
Good morning.
So you think some of this is data that we've been reporting on coming out of China?
Yes. I mean, so the Chinese data came out showing very steep declines in retail sales and industrial production, and it sort of gives us a glimpse of where the U.S. data might be headed in a month or two. So I don't think there's really any question that we're going into a recession right now, and that is offsetting any optimism the market might have taken from the Fed's actions.
I see. And we have this Federal Reserve Bank of New York periodic survey of factories in the New York region in the Northeast. It's called the Empire State Manufacturing Survey, and it's just fell off a cliff here for the month of March. Employment leveled off, work week declined. It's a tale of woe here.
Yes, the overall general business conditions index is now at the lowest level since the Great Recession in 2009. So the first glimpse of the data isn't good.
Now, what the Fed did yesterday, I mean, that's a lot of stimulus, would you say? If I say lot, that's right?
I think the Fed definitely took very forceful action with every tool at its disposal. But whether that's a lot relative to the situation depends on the situation. And I think what we're realizing is that the gravity of the U.S. economy coming to a hard stop, it could be a pretty serious situation. And so I don't think the Fed can go it alone. We're definitely going to need some major fiscal policy to catch this falling knife.
Economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, all set up with her equipment at her home. Julia, thank you.
My pleasure.
During this emergency, the Federal Communications Commission has asked phone and internet companies to get flexible, and companies are responding. My colleague Molly Wood is the host of our Marketplace Tech program.
Last week, the FCC asked internet service providers to pledge not to cut off service or impose late fees on people or businesses who have trouble paying their bills. It also asked them to open up public Wi-Fi hotspots to everyone. Almost all the major American internet and telecom companies have agreed, and AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, T-Mobile, and some others also got rid of their data caps, meaning every customer basically has unlimited data, either at home or on mobile. But if that network holds up, even without data caps, it's going to be very hard for internet service providers to go back to charging overage fees because their argument has been that data caps are necessary to keep service running.
That's the host of Marketplace Tech, Molly Wood. Thank you. State and local officials across the U.S. are recommending and in many cases requiring increasingly strict measures to create social distancing. The idea is to slow the spread of COVID-19 by keeping us from getting too close in larger groups. People clustering together to spend money is in normal times a key engine of the economy, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
New York City is restricting bars and restaurants to takeout and delivery only. Illinois is doing the same. California's governor wants residents 65 and over to self-isolate at home. David Burson is chief economist at Nationwide Insurance.
The measures that state and local governments are instituting now, which are absolutely correct from a public health perspective, will worsen the economic impacts of this. As people spend less, they don't go out, as workers don't get income.
He predicts economic growth in the second quarter could fall 5% or more. That's already showing up in sharply falling consumer confidence, according to Morning Consult economist John Lear.
an increasing share of Americans believe that now is a bad time to make a major household purchase like a television, a stove, a washing machine.
Lear says higher income consumers started getting worried first because of the crash in stocks. Now, lower income Americans are catching up, worried about their incomes and jobs. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
There's other business news beyond COVID-19 effects. French regulators this morning fined Apple $1.3 billion for uncompetitive actions. Regulators say Apple and some of its independent wholesalers agreed not to compete with each other on price. And Modell's, a big sporting goods retail chain in the New York area, now plans to close all its stores. The chain has 3,600 employees. This is not virus-related, but a slowness to adapt to online competition, analysts believe. Plus, the owner is quoted saying people tend not to buy stuff with team logos when local teams do poorly, which is New York generally at the moment. How much damage can the COVID-19 virus have on the economy? There are new data today from China, an economy that's now seen as a bit ahead of the curve on this outbreak. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
China says by the end of February, 60% of smaller firms outside of Hubei province, the epicenter of the virus outbreak, have resumed operations. And the rate is even higher for larger companies. But some employees are still not back at work because of travel restrictions and self-quarantine measures. And businesses who couldn't hang on started cutting jobs. In February, the unemployment rate hit a record high of 6.2%. That means quite a few people were not in a buying mood. China's retail sales dropped 21% in the first 2 months of 2020 compared to the same time last year. Online sales fell by only 3% because people bored or scared to go out shopped on their phones. The catering sector was one of the worst hit industries. Sales fell 43% compared to the same time last year. Chinese government officials say the impact of the COVID-19 virus is largely, quote, short-term, external, and controllable. But even now, restaurants open in Shanghai limit the number of customers dining in. So business is far from back to normal. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Mexico's deputy health minister says he's worried about people coming into Mexico from the U.S. The U.S. has far more cases of coronavirus than Mexico, which has 42 cases and one death as of this morning. The Mexican government said it might consider limits at its northern border. Local businesses would feel it first. Marketplace's Andy Euler spoke with the head of a logistics company near the border in Brownsville, Texas.
An 18-wheeler carrying pipes for oil and gas extraction is backing up to a loading dock at the Hessen Group's Brownsville, Texas office. Hessen is a supply chain company. It acquires parts and components for other companies to build stuff. Its headquarters are in Matamoros, Mexico, just a few miles from here. The company's president, Francisco Holmes, shows me around. He tells me those pipes are on their way to Canada, and a few of them will travel all the way to Alaska for an oil company up there. As we walk from the warehouse dock to Ohms' office, he picks up a little box. He says inside this box is a little screw for a tractor. Without it, a farmer would have to stop working because the tractor wouldn't work. That little screw was imported from China. He says the slowing of factories in China because of the coronavirus means his suppliers, like the screw maker, were running low and making it tough to get his hands on the parts his customers need. The Chinese government says the virus has peaked there and factories are starting to get back to normal. But Ohms admits he doesn't know if he can trust that. He says his company might have dodged a bullet if Chinese suppliers are indeed coming back online. And his big concern now is the Texas-Mexico border. If they close ports of entry, he says, it would cause problems and disrupt the economies of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And for his business? We just stopped doing business, he says. All of his shipments run from Mexico into the United States and then some into Canada, so any border closure would make Hessen's work impossible. And we can't be interrupted, he says, because that would have a knock-on effect to many other businesses that depend on the parts and components that he gets to them. The Hessen Group employs about 150 people split between both sides of the border. It's a small part of a large ecosystem. Two-thirds of Mexico's export business is with the United States, and 70% of that passes through Texas. Olm says before anyone considers closing the border, President Trump and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador should discuss a coordinated response to the virus. As for now, he says all his people can work from home if the situation calls for it. Everyone here has a laptop, he says, but he says the independent truck drivers and contractors who work on the loading docks, they have to be here to run things. Those people also only get paid if they show up for work. So for now, they're glad COVID-19 hasn't shut this part of Texas down. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
I need to recap the market numbers this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 2,181 points. It was down further about 10 minutes ago. That's a drop of 9.4% at the moment. S&P 500 down 9%. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.